This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you doing?
Do you ever couldn't be arsed?
Yeah, we've actually loads of
stuff to do. I'm not talking about this at all. My intention last night when I got home from the cinema was to do a bit of packing and just sort my life out slightly so that I could put my bag in the car, come to work, drive to Waterford after the show.
Emma, no messing. How many times do I need to tell you? You can't do that.
I know.
You always end up going home
and
doing it after the show. I feel like you do this all the time.
And you're just like, I was just out of the shower, brushing my teeth, and I was like, come on now, give another 20 minutes, half an hour of energy and you can go to bed.
Yeah.
Come on, keep it up. And then just that little devil on the shoulder said, but you could go home tomorrow and do it then. And there wasn't even a second thought. I leapt into that bed and turned off the light.
Yeah, too right.
It's a pain in the ass, but then you meet traffic, so oh, Jesus.
But like now, are you going to like probably have a little kip when you get home in between?
Well, there's no major panic on me today, but that's the thing. You need to just go before the traffic. That's the thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Like the M50 at any time after half one is disgusting.
Oh, you'd be gone well before half one.
No, but you know what I mean? If I was to go for a kip, you wouldn't get that in and get packed and go.
I'm kind of jealous of your weekend. Sounds really chill and relaxing. I'm literally absolutely doing the dog not this weekend. And I'm dry as well. I'm not drinking, so...
That's even worse, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to a musical rave and on Friday. And then on Sunday, I'm going to a Kaylee. I'm doing like two very unconventional dance nights. Two different styles.
You're in the minus. You'll know what we're talking about in terms of the scoreboard for January if you listen back to today's show. Tomorrow, I'm babysitting my niece and nephew solo. Probably will need to call in my mom for a bit of help, I'd say, with the baba. But sister and her husband, I gave them a voucher towards a hotel stay for Christmas and they're going to enjoy that tomorrow night.
Lovely.
So, no, it's grand. It'll keep me quiet, do you know?
God, you gave them the voucher and then they bloody roped you in to babysit as well.
Well, I'd put on the voucher notes.
Ah.
Book it in and I'll babysit. So.
You did that to yourself, didn't you?
Well, do you know what it actually was?
They lined
up another babysitter and then I'd said, I'm coming home this weekend. And they were like, well, we're gone and the kids have babysitter. And I was like, scratch that. At least if I'm coming home, I want to spend time with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rather than going down and then not even seeing them, really. I might as well make the most of the trip. So, it's going to be very quiet. Enjoy your weekend. Save a few pounds. Stay warm. I think it's getting way milder this weekend.
Yes, TG, slowly but surely. Yes, thank God.
Is on the way out. And hopefully our Dave will be back with us on Monday.
Yeah.
Mind yourself.
Bye-bye.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, good morning and welcome to the weekend.
Morning, we did it. Friday, everybody, here we go.
Fast.
Yeah, it was.
I found it.
I thought so too, which would be unusual, you'd think, for the first full week back. But the day wasn't off to a good start for me.
This morning?
Yeah. Sometimes things fall when I'm getting ready in the morning, and it's definitely not my fault. The apartment is a little bit cluttered right now. We need to do a clear out. And so I was very loud getting ready, so I'll probably be in trouble now when I go home later on. Hairspray bottle fell out of the press.
Ugh.
Clattering of the dry shampoo in the other bottles and the deodorant and all the rest. And then to cap it all off, just as I'm about to leave the bathroom, I knock off the shelf. And does my hairbrush fall into the toilet?
Oh,
I was like, are you actually serious?
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm very disappointed, Emma, as you can imagine.
I understand.
It's not an ideal place for the hairbrush to be.
I presume there was nothing in the toilet bowl?
No, and it had just been flushed, so arguably maybe the cleanest it could possibly be. You know, we got these cute little hairbrushes once.
Not that nice one.
And I had two small cute hairbrushes. I left one of them in Sligo over Christmas when I went for New Year's, and the other one just fell into the toilet.
Those random little brushes that we were sent that time, I can't even remember the occasion.
They're GHD.
It's the best little mini hairbrush. The grip in it.
Oh, it's
the
amazing.
The way it just slides over your scalp.
I lost mine about
2 years ago now.
I'm probably going to buy a new one, but I will give this one a wash.
I'd say it's grand.
Yeah, right.
I'd say, what do they say? Boiling water gets rid of all the dirt.
Yeah, I ran it under the hot tap there briefly and then I had to go, but I was
Once you don't have poo particles in your hair, it would be fine.
It's a good point.
That's the worst case scenario. It's a poo particle.
Yeah, I just don't want a poo particle.
Everything else is a win, so we're good. Positive thoughts going into the weekend, guys.
Spins Fully
Recharged.
Dave's still very unwell. God help him. I actually, you know, the first day we were like, that little cheeky fella, he planted a seed.
I know.
And now I'm like, oh God, Dave's really unwell.
Yeah, now anyway, we're eating our words because he's truly in bits. Yeah. God love him.
Wishing him all the best. So yesterday on the show, I was telling you I was going to the cinema last night to watch a movie that is dubbed as being like the best romantic movie in years. They don't really tend to do them the same way anymore. Do you know there was a spate in the 90s and early noughties of all these rom-coms and more just romantic films?
Yeah.
Not as prominent these days.
Not at all, no.
Other things have kind of taken over. So I was looking forward
to superheroes and all.
Exactly. That's kind of my thing. It's called We Live in Time, as I said. Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh, and everyone talking about it, saying it's emotional roller coaster, really pulls on the heartstrings, makes you think, and all the rest. So yesterday in the show, as someone who cries over pretty much everything, yourself, Ash, and producer Colm were predicting how many tissues I would go through in the cinema last night. You went hard on this, producer Colm.
Yeah, I said that you would go through two of those travel packs of tissues where you get like 10 tissues in a pack.
Potentially 20.
Yeah, that was quite traumatic, I would say.
But I know Emma.
Yeah, and between the snot and the tears, they get a bit grubby quickly. Ash?
I said you go through 3 to 4 tissues. I felt like that was enough.
I can't believe I'm saying this. And it was a tearjerker, but no tear was jerked from my eye. And I don't know why. I think why it wasn't trying too hard. It was like the sadness wasn't thrown on you, even though it was quite sad in moments. I won't say no anymore. But like you said earlier, like it was kind of passive. It was like...
Right, understated.
Understated is the word. And it confuses me because I was also on my period.
Oh, God.
I'm starting to think I'm broken.
Yeah, you've turned into a stone.
There's something wrong here. Because I was thinking this morning about the things that have made me cry, guaranteed.
Yeah.
On my period or not. Mm. Definitely when I'm on my period. Well, I'll walk you through some of them.
Please do.
Okay. Every single time, Jess and Nick from New Girl kiss for the first time. And I think I've seen that scene about 11 times.
Every time they kiss for the first time, I was like, how does that make sense? You've just rewatched it.
That first kiss really got guessed.
Okay.
Seeing kids get given out in public.
Oh. That makes you cry. So that makes me laugh.
I would. No. I think about that for so long after.
I'm like, go on, give it to them.
When someone does something thoughtful for me, Christmas was tough. A lot of tears. Drive back to Dublin after Christmas. Whew. The YouTube video of Snow Patrol singing Run at Oxygen in 2008.
YouTube video.
Yeah.
That makes you cry.
Yeah, well, they were just about to give up, you know, in their whole career because the first few albums weren't doing anything. And then they released the album The Last Straw and they toured the world with it. And then they came back and all their Irish fans could sing Run back to them word for word. And all the band were all emotional and it's incredible.
That actually does sound good.
It's beautiful. When I think about how much I love my granny.
Ah, well, that's fair enough.
And you know the way these days now as well, the voice notes, the voicemails on your phone are much more accessible than ringing 171.
Yeah.
You can just go to the tab. Sometimes when I miss her, I just listen to them. The clip...
This is actually getting proper sad. Can we lighten it up a bit, please?
The clip of Amy deciding to quit Love Island all those years ago because she just loved Curtis too much and he didn't love her back.
The only way that we're going to be really good mates is if I go now. We both have space. We have space from each other and then we can be amazing mates when we get out, okay? I hope you find someone that makes you so, so happy.
She was in deep, wasn't she? That's like the one season I did watch.
Yeah. Myself and my husband Emer would watch that anytime we feel fragile.
And Willie's actually cry?
Every time. Ball every
she
time.
She was getting away from Curtis.
Yeah, no, she
it was. Actually brilliant.
I understand that, but the emotion in that poor girl, wow. Mm. When you go to cook what's in the fridge, especially in this weather, and you realise it's gone off and you have to go to the shop.
Ah, yeah.
I've shed the odd tear over that just out of utter frustration, yeah. Susan Boyle's X Factor audition. Anytime.
That's fair enough.
It doesn't matter what time of the year it is or what time of the month it is. Throw that on and I'll be bawling. And finally, this one, actually, genuinely, I've had a lot of tears lately because there's been a lot of moving around. When I have too much packing and unpacking to do and washing to do and everything's messy. Okay, when everything's messy, man.
God, that's a lot, Emma. It's a long list.
Cool.
You okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm worried. I think I'm going to have to do all of those things today, considering I watched what's dubbed as the most tear-jerking film of the year.
I'm glad you got a break yesterday. You got one night off.
And everyone else around me got a night off as well.
Yes.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Something very strange is happening in this kind of corner of the globe at the moment. So earlier in the week, I read about a mysterious plate of bananas that have been showing up on a street in Nottinghamshire in the UK. It's on this very quiet, like, residential street. And the bananas on the plate have been peeled, which is kind of giving people the willies. So it's basically just like on a junction of two residential streets on the second of every month. It's been happening for a couple of months now, always on the second. A plate has shown up with about six peeled bananas on it.
That's strange.
Very, very strange.
What do people do with them? Eat them? Well, you wouldn't eat it if it's peeled anyway.
No, no. And the residents aren't delighted about this. So a printed note was left recently in the area of the bananas reading, "Please respectfully, no more bananas." The uncollected plates and rotting bananas leave such a mess. Wishing a happy new year to you all. So they were sort of being friendly about it. Like, this is like the first.
There's something kind of warning. Ominous about it.
It is.
It's as threatening as someone with a balaclava on to be honest with you.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's just like, what's this crazy person going to do next?
Yeah.
If it's bananas on the second.
The peel is awful. Don't leave them naked.
Yeah. Oh, that's either. Just so strange. And then they just rot away and everybody just looks at them. Imagine like rain and everything. Sick. Anyway, Gutubbin. It's come to my attention in the last 24 hours that strange goings on are taking place on this side of the Irish Sea. You know in Drumcondra?
Yeah.
There's multiple bridges.
There
if
are.
You know Drumcondra well, you will know Bin Bridge is the bridge that goes over the Royal Canal and it's the one that leads you down to Croke Park on Whitworth Road. Well, a number of TikToks have identified a strange phenomenon on Bin Bridge this week. Cherry tomatoes strewn across the wall of Bin Bridge. Some of them are whole and some of them are halved.
What?
And these have been there for the last couple of days. They've actually frozen to the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been preserved in time thanks to the cold weather. So, what does it all mean? That's an open-ended question. I don't have the answer to.
Where'd you come across the tomato stuff?
TikTok.
Wow.
Very strange. And I'm the only one putting the two together and I think I might be kind of onto something here. Pioneering. Somebody is trying to mess with us.
I need to figure out what it means first.
This is it. Who knows?
Who's wasting food like that?
It is a bit of a waste of food. Mm. Good point. I don't know. Probably somebody just wanting idiots like me to talk about it on the radio or something. Mm. But it could be something more sinister. So just watch out wherever you go. That's all I'm saying this morning.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, it's 20 past seven. Do you know? It's light. We're keeping it light.
Should we add to this? We got fruit boxes brought into work and by Friday they're pretty mangy.
Yeah, true.
Probably a dodgy pair up there.
Should we leave something like sort of strange exposed in the office somewhere and see how people react?
I think you'd have to peel the pear to make it weird.
Yes. Oh, like, a naked pear. I've never even seen such a thing.
Yeah, like leaving a pear is just like, oh, someone have to pear on my desk.
Yeah.
Leaving a naked pear.
Okay, we'll peel
we'll
a pear.
Get the whole office talking.
We'll put it somewhere and see what happens.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Benson Boone and Pretty Slowly on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just coming up on 7:30 this morning. And look, it is January. I went to the cinema last night. Can't remember the last time I was there. Maybe you're looking for some plans for the weekend as well. Well, we could sort it with IMC Cinema Passes on this morning's show.
Yes, this is a game called A Second at the Cinema. It sounds really, really difficult, but actually there are a lot more movie buffs out there than we realise because it's won every single time we play. It's where we play you a second clip from a movie. And if you can guess what that movie is, we'll give you a pair of IMC Cinema Passes. Simple as that.
Do you want to have a listen this morning?
Yes, do it.
Producer Colm's the only person who knows what this movie is as it stands.
Standing in front of a boy.
Ah, sure, that's
a brilliant.
That's in Emma's wheelhouse now, that one.
Ah, sure, it's the first time I think I can immediately say I know what's going on here.
Standing in front of a boy.
All you got to do is tell us the name of that film. 087-711-1038. Or sorry, but you actually don't even, you do that when you come on the phone with us. All you have to do to enter, don't even tell us your guess. We don't want to know.
We don't want to know just
in
yet.
Writing. Just cinema in a WhatsApp to enter, please. 087-711-1038. Just the word cinema. Pair of IMC Cinema Passes on this. All you have to do is name this film.
Standing in front of a boy.
Do you know why I'm...
What a banger.
Not on the nose with the name.
Really?
I know I could complete the sentence, but I can't. I'm not sure I know exactly what film it is.
Really?
Yeah. I know I probably know it, but I'm not good at this game.
I'd say hazard a guess, but just in case you say the right one.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. Anyway, that's just me. That's just what's going on in my brain at the moment. In case you're wondering.
One more time.
Standing in front of a ball.
Two more times.
Standing in front of a ball.
And finally.
Standing in front of a ball.
Standing in front of a ball.
Our number is 087-711-1038. Get in touch on WhatsApp now to win. Hope you're well this morning and hope all is good. Ashling, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know you have lots of friend groups and kind of friends all over the place, really. I'd wonder how many conversations, including groups, you reckon you have in total on your WhatsApp.
Oh, God.
Say hundreds?
Oh, God, no.
No, but by the time you flick all the way down through, all these groups that were set up for a random night out years ago.
I do sometimes delete some of them. I mean, oh my, I'm just scrolling.
There's a lot.
It goes
isn't there?
A fair bit down. Maybe there's, God, there could be 90. There's actually a lot more than I thought.
My phone is on the brink, as you know, and I'm waiting for this contract to wrap up next month so I can finally upgrade to a new phone and a new plan and all the rest. So my phone is doing the usual thing where it's nearly at the end where it's just causing problems left, right and centre. And I've been getting the notification, oh, your iCloud is full, pay $5.99 a month. And I was like, no, I'm not. And the constant issue is always WhatsApp. And I'm a bit protective of WhatsApp because you're like, there's lovely like memories in even photos in certain groups from years ago. I don't want to clear until I have a proper look and all the rest. So I did a big job yesterday. I opened my WhatsApp on my laptop.
That's serious now.
Serious business. I currently have 24 chats on WhatsApp in total.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't you cleared out so many?
I cleared out so many.
And did it do anything for your storage?
Oh, I'm absolutely laughing. I've storage to beat the band.
Really?
I've 24 conversations in total. This includes my mom, my dad, my sister, you, Callum. I've left you guys. You made the cut. I haven't deleted your chat. But like, I'm talking like groups that were set up for a random lunch in Waterford in 2017 gone.
All gone.
Old work groups that are inactive.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff that you just never exited and as a result there's still loads of like backlog and
you
memory
must have
there.
Because when I switched from an iPhone to an Android, I lost everything on WhatsApp.
Oh, right.
Which
okay.
I was really upset about. I was able to save it as some like weird, unopenable document or whatever, so mine wouldn't go back that far, so I feel like I won't get the value.
I won't get the value
from that. But yeah, God, if you have stuff from like when you first got a bloody iPhone,
but then you're still so sentimental. There were certain chats I was like, no, I can't get rid of that.
Yeah, I know.
But I got rid of, I would say 40, 50 chats.
Great.
And my storage is, so it's January, we haven't got a huge amount else to be doing.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the weekend that you do a big clear out.
That's a clear out you can do while sitting on the couch.
In your pajamas.
The best kind.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Big Pig and Favourite Girl on
Big
Spin. With Emma, Dave and Aisling coming up on 10 to 8.
Welcome to A Second at the Cinema. This is a little game we like to play where we play you a 1 second clip from a film. And if you can guess it right, we'll give you a pair of IMC cinema passes. I am so bad at this game. I think I'm getting worse at this game. Emma, you knew it immediately today. I'm still scratching my head. I know the sentence. I don't know the film. Here's the clip.
Standing in front of a boy.
It's iconic, I know. I just can't put my finger on it.
On which one, Glenn thinks he knows. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just on the way home from work.
Home? Oh, what time did you start?
7 last night. 7 till 7 down the docks.
What do you do?
Train driver. Taking containers off the boats.
Crane.
Oh,
works
crane
at the docks.
Crane driver. So I said train driver. What's this midnight train?
That was a cold night for you last night, Glenn. I'd say you're well wrapped up, are you?
Baltic. Yeah.
Oh my God, and up high.
Yeah, and at the docks.
It must be frozen.
Who needs fun to land?
Yeah. God, I hope you have the heat blast. I think there's a lovely view up from a crane.
I'll send you pictures.
I love that, Glenn.
Love that,
thanks.
Glenn.
Get yourself a nice hot water bottle now and get yourself into bed. Listen, let's try and get you sorted with some cinema passes over the weekend. It's actually warm in there, I can tell you. It was the heat blast in there last night. It was lovely. This is the clip of the film you're trying to identify.
Standing in front of a boy.
What do you think it is?
Julia Roberts, Notting Hill, I think it is. Standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her. Classic.
Come on, Glenn. Let's see if you're right.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love you.
Oh, very good, Glenn. Are you a bit of a softy?
I love the LG flicks.
Come on. Well, in that case, I'd urge you to go and see We Live in Time. I went to see it last night. Sounds like it'll be right up your street.
Yeah, my God. Yeah, good man.
And you can go for free, Glenn, because you've won a pair of IMC Cinema passes. Well done.
Lovely as a legend. Hope you have a good day and a good weekend.
You too. Send us those crane pics.
Thanks. Yeah, I will indeed. Go on, nice, and have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye bye. No, Glenn, you don't realise if you don't send the crane pics, we're not going to have a good day.
Yeah.
That's how it is now.
They're linked.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning. I'm a little bit annoyed at myself because I've already broken one of my New Year's resolutions and it's only the 10th of January.
Fun fact, today is Quitter's Day, where the majority of people quit their New Year's resolutions.
No way!
Yeah.
10 days in.
Okay, so this actually was yesterday. So one of my resolutions was to be better at time management so that when I leave my house, I'm not running to whatever my destination is, such as running to work, running to the bus, running to the train, whatever. Anyway, yesterday I had to go to rehearsals for my musical that I'm doing in February. And not only did I have to run to the bus on slippy paths, I had a half-eaten homemade burrito in my hand that I was shoveling into my mouth while I kind of jogged. So, like, picture a burrito with no tinfoil, because I made it myself. So I'm just holding a naked burrito, hoofing it into my mouth with, like, yeah. So it's like bits of burrito and steam coming out my mouth as I'm jogging. I'm slipping and sliding. I looked absolutely insane.
Why are you always late?
I don't know.
What's that about?
And I actually give up trying. It's just
no,
who I am.
I just don't understand it. I can't understand it. Just leave the house.
I couldn't get off the couch. I was too comfy. Right.
I left work yesterday just before 2 o'clock and Aisling had to be back in work at 2 o'clock and we crossed paths as she was going back into work and you look flustered and late there as well.
Always. Always.
Always late. You live the closest to work.
It's a curse.
You need to sort yourself out.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourite places every Friday.
If anybody saw a girl eating a nude burrito yesterday, it was me.
It's coming up on 8. Emily, what's the story out there?
Morning, starting off in the N4.
Get up. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello there. Welcome to the weekend.
Good morning. We have a huge update for you because earlier on this morning, we were telling you about strange goings on when it comes to kind of fruit and veg. Depends what you consider tomatoes to be a fruit or a veg. So over in the UK, a plate of peeled bananas has been showing up in a random residential street on the 2nd of every month for the past couple of months, really freaking people out. And in the last few days, Dubliners have been freaked by the appearance of cherry tomatoes on Bin Bridge in Drumcondra near Croke Park. Some of the tomatoes are cut in half and some of them are whole. It's been royally freaking people out. And we have a man on the ground who's just spotted the tomatoes himself. This is incredible.
We have Jack standing by. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Jack, come here. You've been in Drumcondra recently. And what did you see?
I was on my way to work. I had to verify. So tomatoes on the bridge over the canal.
They're still there.
Still frozen, yeah.
Oh my God. And you sent us a picture of them. You absolute legend, Jack.
Jack, I thought I'd give you a good update.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's real time stuff.
And why do you think they're there?
Maybe someone got a bit lost in the middle of a bruschetta, maybe.
Very true.
Yeah.
And are you a local Drumcondra man? Have locals been concerned about what's going on here?
I'm from Santry, so I'm just walking through Drumcondra.
Okay. But,
no, this is the first time I've heard of it.
But. Okay. Wow. Well, but you're going to keep an eye on that for us, Jack, yeah?
Yeah, no, I'll let you know.
You're our man on the ground.
If you're walking home later, let us know how they're doing, will you?
Okay.
It could be aliens,
Jack. Out by them.
It literally could be aliens. We could be onto something big here.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, we appreciate your live reporting on the show this morning, Jack. Have a fantastic day and weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
This is amazing. Listen, obviously, Jack can't be in Drumcondra at all times, so we'd appreciate many eyes on this, if possible, across the weekend as the thaw sets in.
They're going to get gooey.
It's quite concerning, yeah, as to what will become of the mysterious alien tomatoes.
Also, nothing's uglier than a gooey inside tomato after a while. It's not good.
Yeah, but just keep an eye on it for us.
And if you're behind this, stop messing, will you? Taking up way too much airtime on this show.
You better be an alien.
It's 6 minutes after 8.
So we are turning January on its head on the show this week and we're trying to make it a bit more fun and mainly competitive. So we told you yesterday that we were looking to kind of create this leaderboard of the most January people in Dublin this month. And the way we've done that is we asked you yesterday for different things that are like quintessentially January, such as like getting your 10,000 steps a day, joining the gym, meal prepping. And then we asked you for things that are very opposite of January, such as like staying out past midnight, going to a nightclub, doing your tan, shaving your legs, all these kind of things. And we said that we would give positive points to the things that are very January and negative to the things that aren't. And we'd like you to tot up your score and see how January you are so far, okay? The graphics with the point systems are up on our Instagram now at official spin1038 if you'd like to go on. We would love your early tally, I suppose, of how January you are right now.
Very easy to add it up there. Just calculator app on your phone, work it out, throw it in the comments. And at the end of the month, we'll have the most January person, which is really fabulous for someone.
Yes, and we'll speak to that person on the show and tell them that they're very January and they'll be very happy. And that's the end of that. Yeah.
So, might get a little certificate or something done. Yeah,
we'll do something nice. So, Emma, do you want to go through the positive marking system?
Just to say, this was kind of contentious yesterday. Ashley and I were battling it out on this with a different score.
We were actually a bit too.
I kind of walked away being like, should I text Aisling about that? Because we kind of had a bit of a fallout.
I was like, no, that's worth way less. And she was like, no, that's worth more.
I was like, why did you ask me for my opinion then? If you were just going to go with what you said anyway. Anyway, I'll walk you through the positive points that we fought over for a while. Okay, we think that if you make soup, you should get 5 points.
Yeah.
That's good. And if you make soup 5 times across January, you just toss it up every time you do that. Doing a big grocery shop, okay? Lots of us just pop in and get something quick after work and go home. If you actually do a weekly shop, we think you deserve 5 points for that. And every time you do that across the month, give yourself another 5 points. This is the one that me and Aisling fell out over. And it was probably because I didn't understand. 10,000 steps a day, I thought deserved well in excess of 7 points. But Aisling made the valid points that took way too long to register with me. That if you do 10,000 steps per day, then that's 7 points per day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's not that you have to get 10,000 steps every day for the whole month, because that'd be like worth 1,000 points.
Yeah.
It's 7 every time you do the 10,000.
So it can add up for you very quickly. Yeah. Just apologies again for a fallout over that.
And same with me, Emma. I was a bit stubborn myself.
Having a no-spend day when you don't spend a single cent, you deserve a good 7 points for that. Yeah. And do that as often as you can, both to save money and accumulate points on this. Doing a clear out, throwing out a bit of clutter, clothes you don't want anymore, all that, donating stuff to charity. Give yourself a good 9 points on that. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
Nice to declutter in January. Joining a gym, that's a big moment and you're only going to do it once, so that's 10 points. A sea swim, do it once, do it twice, do it 3 times. You'll get 11 points each time you do that.
Yeah, that's fair enough, I think.
It's very cold. Well done. Meal prepping. That we thought that takes a lot of effort and consideration and thought. So there's a huge 12 points for the taking on that one. Having a lazy weekend, as in not really leaving the house.
Across the whole weekend, you need to be very strict on that.
15 points.
Yeah, we're being quite generous.
We're really rewarding the lazy on this.
Yeah.
And listen, if you actually complete Dry January, we'll say from the 2nd of the month, because the 1st doesn't count after midnight.
Yep.
Completing Dry January, you'd get a whopper 20 points on that.
Yeah, so that's the top score.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then finally, for negative marking. You do any of these and you're in big trouble. You put some fake tan on, you're getting -5 points. We want no glow this January. If you have a midweek takeaway, we're docking 6 points. Okay? Come on, guys. If you shave anywhere, I'm talking men on your face, women on your legs or underarms, you're -7 points.
Okay? Or men down there.
Yeah, look, whatever. Like, we're taught, we need insulation at this time. If you eat cake in January, you're -8 points. It's not the month for eating cake.
No, no celebrations.
No. If you're buying full-priced clothes, you're getting -9 points. We want sale items only in January. That's what the January sales are there for. A tough one if you celebrate a birthday in January, because if you go ahead and kind of enjoy yourself on your birthday, you're getting -10 points. January is not about birthdays.
No, it's not.
I'm so sorry. Going out for dinner, -12 points. That's a huge issue. Going on holidays? Are you serious? -15 points.
If I see you in Lanzarote.
How dare you?
You're getting unfollowed.
You're disgusting. Dancing anywhere, -19 points.
You can't even dance in your kitchen?
No.
It's not the month for dancing.
It's not the month for dancing. And finally, you will undo dry January completely if you stay out once after midnight in January, because that is a full minus 20 points.
Yep.
I've totted up my own score.
Oh, well done.
And I was feeling really good after I totted up the positive points, because I have 37 points.
Wow. Oh.
And then I went through the negatives. And while I haven't hit any negatives yet, tonight I'm going to a musical rave in which I will dance, in which I will stay out after midnight, meaning tomorrow I'll be at minus two. What a letter. This is strict.
You came up with the points yourself. You're silly.
This is mean.
Head to our Instagram right now. It's at @officialspin103. You'll see the marking systems, the positive points and the negative points. Work out where you're at so far on the 10th of January. Update us as you go. And if you're doing the maths there in your head and you want to send it to us on WhatsApp as well, by all means, we'd love to see how we're doing in comparison to you.
Yes.
I would like the honour of being the most January person in Dublin this year. But we'll see how we go.
It wouldn't, Emma.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
I have a huge day ahead of me tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first ever Irish Pinball Championships.
I'm sick of you. You just came on here telling people the rules for January and you're going to a musical rave tonight and going to a massive pinball thing tomorrow.
The rules for January say nothing about pinball. Never mind the rave. Never mind that rave. Tomorrow is a very big day. The Irish Pinball Champion will be crowned. This is the first time this has ever happened, okay? You might be thinking, pinball? That Windows 7 game? No, this is real life pinball on real pinball machines. And tomorrow, the top 16 ranked players in Ireland will be out in force.
And as they're not 16 in total anyway.
Emma, that's very rude.
How many
There's
is
actually
there?
Over 60 ranked players
is
now
there?
In Ireland. Yes. Don't ask how many of them are my friends. because it's a lot. And as the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland, I have to represent. I am representing the women of Ireland.
Good on you, girl.
There's three women out of the 16. One of them is my best friend. The other is my brother's girlfriend.
Okay.
This is quite like a close-knit community.
Is the goal for it to be not a close-knit community?
I think we'd always like to be close-knit, but the goal is, I suppose, to have like lots of more outsiders coming in, you know. So my boyfriend Alex, the organiser of all this, and he is the highest ranked man in Ireland. So we are truly a power couple of losers is what we are. And the winner of tomorrow's event will represent Ireland in the European and World Pinball Championships.
Oh my God, that's a thing.
Which is funny.
Don't mean to be rude, but really?
Yeah, you have to go onto the continent for that. And I can't tell you how many bearded men are going to be there tomorrow. The bearded men are the group we call the true pinball players. Mm. And every single one of them is coming tomorrow. Okay. And they are going to be absolutely gunning for that gold.
I went to Bray to one of the events
recently. Emma went to a pinball event recently.
The bearded men are so nice.
They're lovely.
And you'd think like, whoa, so many bearded men, I'm scared. No. They're so nice.
You would. No, it's a lovely group. And anyway, I want to do well tomorrow just to feel good. And so I'm in kind of training mode. Okay, my friend Orla and I, we're going to go this evening and practice on the machines. Going to put in a couple of hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going for it now, okay? And I've been doing like every day this week specific pinball workouts. And if you wouldn't mind, I wouldn't mind getting a session in now.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, if that's okay.
Sure, why not,
cool.
Girl?
So we start with 5 shoulder rolls back and forward just to loosen up the muscles. You can join in.
I am.
In the car, wherever you are listening. Then I got to practice my rock, paper, scissors shoot. So that's how you decide who goes first when you're playing. So I'll give it a few like, shoot. Shoot, okay. I do one of each.
Right now.
I do one of each, okay. Then I'm going to rattle the table here, because when you're playing pinball, you can actually adjust where the ball goes by giving the machine a rattle. So I'm going to give it a few of them.
Do you not? Is that not? Whoa, I think you're breaking the studio.
I'll give it a few of these.
Whoa.
A bit of that, yeah. Okay.
Is that not cheating?
No, that's actually part of the game. Yeah, it's part of the game. Okay, got to punch the wall a few times here now. Because the big thing is, the guys like to fist pump you when you've done a good job.
Right.
So I need to focus on my aim for when I'm fist pumping the lads. Testing my focus. That's an eye workout. So I'm switching from Emma to Callum, Emma to Callum, Emma to Callum with my eyes, as if you're a pinball, bashing back and forth across a pinball machine. And then the final part of the workout is fingers. So I'll be doing some finger pumps. That's squeezing the index fingers in and out. Do it with me. Finger pumps.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing, yeah.
Then it's flicks. Flick, 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 flick. Flicking random things. Hard things. Soft things. Flicking left, flicking right.
What are the flicks and the game?
It's just dexterity, Emma. It's just getting it going. And then the last thing that I do in my workout is that I do the single finger push-ups, where I do 25 push-ups just on a single finger each. But
come on, show us them.
I actually just can't do them today because I'm not in the right clothes, so...
Please get down and show us.
No, I actually can't do them today. I'm just not in the right clothes. So, so that's what I would normally do. So, thanks. That's brilliant to have that done now. Let you know how I get on Monday.
She's getting more mental by the day, I think, this one, isn't she? Best luck tomorrow in the Pinball Irish Tournament.
Championships. Yes, thank you.
We're
trying to make January a bit of crack. We were telling you there earlier, we've come up with this kind of January scoreboard with your help, where we give you positive points for doing very quintessentially January things, such as making soup, doing your 10,000 steps a day, joining the gym. And then you get negative marks if you do not very January things, such as celebrating your birthday, going out for dinner, dancing, staying out after midnight. And the aim is that at the end of the month, we kind of find the most January person out there.
On the negative point list was shaving anywhere in your body at all. And Karen's not happy. She's messaged us saying, I think you're being very unreasonable about your, in your tasks, girls.
Uh-oh.
Not shaving for a month, that's an absolute no for me.
Wow. Okay, Karen is a woman who is preened and proper.
That's okay.
Listen,
you'll just get minus a few points for it. That's fine,
Karen. That's it, Karen. Like, you'll just suffer the consequences and that's fine. It's not the highest points. It's minus seven. It's not the worst you could do.
And every time you shave, I suppose you'll just get the minus seven.
Yeah.
Adam was on to us as well on this.
My girlfriend and I, we changed her birthday from January to July. So we have a bit of money after Christmas.
July.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
We've changed our birthdays from January to July.
I love that.
That's very smart, Adam.
Honestly,
well done.
If that was on the chart, that'd be plus 20 points.
A summer birthday
that's
is way better as
excellent.
Well.
Excellent.
We've also heard from Calvin. I think he might have the most negative markings at the end of January ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, according to his voice note.
It's my birthday in 5 days.
Okay, his birthday's in 5 days. Let's get that up first of all.
Okay.
Celebrating birthday, minus 10.
That's minus 10, right?
Okay, perfect. He's also said...
I have already stayed out many times after 12.
Ooh, well, many. I'll give him 3, so that'll be minus 60. Plus, that's horrendous.
Okay, not great so far. This...
I will dance. I will enjoy my birthday.
Okay. Uh-oh, yeah. Okay. So
dancing
I'd say
another might night.
I'd say he's probably going to stay out after midnight on his birthday and dance. So that'd be a minus 39 added on.
Okay. Next, he said...
Maintaining facial hair, but trimming, shaving a little.
No good. You're not allowed to do that.
Does that mean shaving every day?
How often would you do it? 3 or 4 times a week?
Yeah.
3 or 4 times a week.
I'm
7, 14, 21, 28, 30.
I'll give him minus 70 for that.
Okay. And this...
I'm going on holiday to South Africa in 18 days.
Right.
Calvin, my man. That's another minus 15.
As it stands, on the 10th of January, you are going into the month without any other faults at minus 194 points.
Calvin.
It's not looking good, Calvin. It's not looking good.
You're
going
to need to do a lot to claw back from that.
Head over to our Instagram. It's at official spin103. You'll see the positive points and the negative points. And do a little tally in the comments. Let us know how you're doing so far.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Minus 194 so far. And also South Africa, a class holiday, not even just a little trip.
Like, I
that's
know.
Huge. All right, it's just gone 8:30. Emily, how are the roads so far this morning?
So starting off on Drummartin.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
We're asking you this morning, how many days off do you have left to book for 2025? Might seem like a silly question as we've just kicked off a brand new year and kind of the potential for, you know, new adventures and things to do with your time off. It might seem quite fruitful at the moment, but not the case for my dear housemate, Emer.
Oh no.
I was sad to learn yesterday, she was working from home and we were chatting. She said, you won't believe it. I've no annual leave left for the year.
Stop. stop.
I said, this sounds like an October conversation, a 9th of January conversation.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, you know, babe, it resets in January.
Yeah, exactly. And I was disappointed because immediately you're like, oh, that rules out any kind of spontaneous long weekend away. Like, we went to New York together last year. We have gone to Amsterdam together in the past. Like, there's loads of stuff that is potentially something I'd love to go with her to do this year. And it's already out of the question. And I was like, what the hell? How did this happen? She was like, oh, my mom has a roundy birthday. We're away for that. She seems to do the Camino now every year with her dad.
God.
That's working out the days as well. Different kind of family bits in the diary. And essentially, she's booked in her Christmas days.
Oh.
And when you do that, she is left, as it stands, as of yesterday, the 9th of January, with zero days to take.
Oh, my God.
I actually kind of couldn't, in the sense that I'd feel trapped.
Yeah.
Any kind of spontaneous thing that comes up across the year, you can't even wangle a day off.
I was a bit like that last year, in that I just knew, like, we're going to take a 2 week here and this year and this year. I think I had like 2 days to play with all year, and it's not a nice position to be in. You just feel like, what if something like pops up that I simply have to go to?
I think I've nailed it so far, as in I've sorted a week at the very, very end of May.
Yeah.
And I've something booked for that. But there's, like, that's 5 days.
Yeah, brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? And I still know that there's a bit of playroom there, wiggle room. Even just take a few days off just to arse around and do nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. This year I was like, never again, I'm not doing that. So I think I've about 8 days that I know I have to take. So I think I have 15 free for the year, which is a lovely position.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm like, I can go anywhere, I can do anything.
3 working weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lovely. But I know that she's not alone, and a lot of people are definitely in that position, that you're already going, damn it, I don't have a day left in my name. Or maybe you have a clean sweep and it's all ahead of you. All we're asking this morning is, how many days off do you have left to book for 2025? Let us know on WhatsApp. Your voice notes welcome, obviously, as they always are, or just drop us over a text with a simple number, 087-711-1038. I want to know who's in the same position as Emer this morning.
Is anyone in the red?
In the minus.
If that's even possible.
As in the owl, we'll take the unpaid day stress. Amy is on line one. How many days off do you have left to book for the year ahead?
30.
Oh, what? Beautiful.
And is that your full allocation? You haven't booked anything off yet?
I haven't booked anything off yet, no, because I usually get 21 days annual leave.
Yeah.
Then, because I was at my job 10 years last November, they gave me an extra 3 days for this year, which brought me up to 24. Yeah. And then I actually have 6 days that I didn't use last year.
Oh,
so I rolled them forward into this year.
Oh, God.
So, oh, my God, you're laughing.
Brought up to 30.
What are you taking?
I am, but now it's a question of whether they actually allow you, but usually there's no issue with it.
Okay.
You've done 10 years.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
That's exactly.
What does it feel like having that freedom going into a new year? You could do anything.
Do anything, but it's just a pity you can't take the whole 30 days together and get a whole summer month off.
I know. Wouldn't that be amazing?
But, you know, it's great because I also do parental leave on the Friday.
Oh.
So the Fridays aren't even counted into that. So
girl,
if you want a full week off, it's only 4 days. Like,
so that's another bleeding 50 days. I'm delighted for you, Amy.
I'm happy for you. Jealous of you. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later. How many days off you've left to book for the year ahead? 087-711-103. And that question to you, Avril.
Zero.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, it's really sad. I've no more days left to book, but I have a pretty good reason.
Go on.
Because I'm going to Thailand next Saturday for 2 weeks.
Hey!
And I have used up all my days.
Avril.
Amazing.
Do you know what's so funny? I actually, I'm in this year now with like plenty of days left and kind of thinking about what to do with them. And I was stressing out at the end of last year because I took 2 weeks in February to go to Thailand. Mm. And was absolutely amazing. It's a great time to go as well. It's lovely and it's not wet season or anything. It's fabulous. Oh,
such a good time to get out of here as well after that cold and everything. So you've no regrets.
No regrets. I'm very excited because it's also my birthday while I'm over there, and we're actually going because it's my mom's 70th, so it's a big family.
Are you going to your mom? I got my mom as well. It was class.
No way.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Any tips you have, I'd be more than
one place I'll say right now, go there. Cow Sock. Okay. Cow Sock. Yeah, it's not normally on the recommended list, and it was the best place me and my mum went.
Amazing.
Yeah. Khaosok. Look it up, girl, and go and enjoy.
I will. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Enjoy, Avril.
See you later. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. This in from Carl.
So we booked out for the holidays, the yearly annual leave. We get 21 days. And every year we're told to keep 5 days holidays for Christmas. So I done that. But I've also booked a skiing holiday in Andorra for February. But that's in the first week of February. So I also got the bank holiday and the weekend included.
And
the full week I'm getting, only using 4 days holidays. And then I've also booked the trip to Lanzarote,
nice,
which is also for another 9 days, but I've also used the bank holiday.
Come on. Yeah.
So I'm still only getting 4 days holidays. So use the bank holidays, people.
Yeah.
The bank holidays are going to help you get more days and you will live.
Absolutely.
And the weekends also. Tune in. Love the show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Carl, edge of your seat stuff there. Fair play to you. No, you're brilliant with the days.
I have to say, you know, who's a devil for booking holidays around bank holidays? Aisling Bonner. Every time last year Aisling was off, I was like, that little devil sat down in January, worked out the bank holidays. I just noticed it every time I come up. I was like, why am I not this smart and organised?
Yeah.
Every time there was a bank holiday, you may best believe Aisling was in Mexico or
the
something.
The week after a bank holiday, two people in this country won't be working, me and Carol.
087-711-1038. How many days off do you have left to book for the year ahead? Let us know. Sinead is hanging on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Grant, come here. How many days do you have left to book off for the year ahead?
Minus, I think, 3.
What? What? What happened?
I just have a lot of holidays planned.
Stop, it's the 10th of January and you have minus 3 days. What are you going to do with that?
Oh, I'll just take some days and not get paid.
Okay. Girl, I love your attitude. Tell me.
No, my boss hates me. I'm telling you, he hates me.
I'd say he does.
Tell me, what fun things are you doing this year?
Well, I'm going to Birmingham on the 31st, and then I'm going to Disneyland in April, and then I'm also going to Galway in April for hens. I'm going to Torremolinos in May, I'm going to Lanzarote in June, I'm going to Rome for a wedding in July, and I'm going to Center Parcs in September.
You're going to Center Parcs?
Oh my God, this is the most incredible planning I've ever seen, but also terrible because you're minus 3 days.
That is excellent. Listen, take the unpaid days and just buy in a few extra tins of beans. You'll be grand.
Do you feel stressed?
Listen, you only live once, so.
You're dead right, girl. Okay, listen, thanks so much for that. Cheers, hon, and have a fantastic year. Bye. I
just wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
I'm heading home today because I feel like I didn't get my full at-home Christmas fill.
Okay.
As I went away to Stockholm for a few days.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, I just want a bit more spoiling.
God, a lot of people would probably be on the opposite vibe to you, being like, I ain't going home for a long time after that.
I felt like it just ended slightly prematurely.
Yeah, fair.
My mom had picked up these little kind of salts, some kind of aromatherapy stuff from some person.
Yeah.
And on one night, she said to me when I was at home over Christmas, would you like me to do a little foot aromatherapy bath for your feet?
Oh.
I said, oh, well, I will go home for that.
So you're literally going home to Waterford just so your mom can do a foot bath?
Kind of.
Fair, yeah. Honestly. Absolutely.
It also will keep you quiet, you know, just being home and stuff as well. But it's funny, the reason I'm even mentioning this was I was telling you before Christmas that I was in the bad books with my 5-year-old niece because what I'd bought for her for Christmas hadn't arrived on time.
Yes.
So on Christmas Day, I didn't really know what to do. I was like, here's a tenner. Get yourself something in the shop. When your present arrives, I'll bring it back.
Oh so my God, like, that's so unlike you.
It's like hard to explain what the story is to be like, look, here's the email. Do you see this date? Do you see this number?
Yeah,
and see what number today is. It'll be blah, blah. So I had her, it arrived, little Arctic animal she was looking for.
Cool.
And they've been put away in the drawer of my room since. And I hadn't even thought about them till I got a phone call from my dad yesterday at 20 past 11, which I thought was weird. I got a fright, like, because he'd never ring me at that time. I was like, yeah,
right. At night?
In the morning.
Oh, in the morning.
I said, yeah, right, what's going on? He was like, just to say, I've just picked Florence up from school. Don't forget the Arctic animals.
She is a wagon.
I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, her Christmas present, I don't know, Em, but all I heard was tomorrow's the day, I'm getting my Arctic animals, Emma's coming home. And she kind of had a bit of, Granda Jim, will Emma remember to bring the Arctic animals?
Will you remind Emma now?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh God, that's put so them in the cute. Car right now. You might remember last summer, if you were listening into Spin, we were on the hunt for some new talents to join us on the airwaves. And over the last while, and for the next while too, we'll be giving new voices an opportunity to start their radio career in Spin.
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable listening to everybody so far. We had Jade back in November, Ashley in December. They take over a show from 9 to 10 on a Sunday night, and they get mentorship from producer Callum, which I don't think they realised when they signed up for the competition, because I feel like that would have affected the entries, but however.
Here we are.
Can't be a perfect world.
And we have a brand new presenter to introduce you to this morning. His name is Sean Carey, and he's with us in studio this morning.
This is Spin. On air with Sean Carey.
Good morning, Sean Carey.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Hi, Sean.
Hello. When do we stop saying Happy New Year? What's the cutoff?
I'd say after this week, it's probably a bit dead.
Okay. I was going to say maybe next Friday, but sure, we'll see how we go.
It's a good stretch.
Look, each their own.
Sean, I must say, as someone who crossed paths with you working in radio in the past, it's lovely to hear your voice through my headphones again.
Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to hear my own voice sometimes in through headphones, the headphones, you know?
Again. Doesn't he have a lovely radio voice,
Ashley? Oh, very good. Thank you, Ashley. I'm expecting big things. So you've like worked with each other?
Yeah, we've crossed paths definitely over the years, yeah. Myself and Emma and Dave as well. So yeah, I haven't met Aisling properly.
No,
so.
This thing now and I would be kind of bad cop in this situation. John, okay. I'm trying to suss you out here. What is your vibe? Are you a Beyonce fan? Do you like musicals? Do you like cats?
I love musicals, absolutely. I saw Wicked live a couple of months ago in the Borg Gosh, and then I saw the movie there recently over Christmas.
That's actually all I need to
next was Beyonce.
Beyonce loved it. Loved the NFL half little thing she did. It was brilliant.
I watched that too.
Yeah.
And cats.
Cats, listen, I'm more of a dog man. Cats don't really like me. You know, okay. I would like to like cats, but I don't think they have much time for me.
Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Sean.
Thank you.
Just to explain, obviously, this is a opportunity for people to kind of get really creative on Spin, and it's great to get new voices on Spin as well. You've not been on Spin before, but you did have plenty of radio experience before you kind of decided to do something different. So even bring us back to the early days of your fascination of radio.
Oh, my early day. Well, it was through this F4Q.fm was the station. It used to be Freak.fm.
Oh, yeah, Freak.
But yeah, that was brilliant. So that's where I got my training in. It was kind of free radio, and I got to do a sports show there and all sorts of different bits. And then, yeah, went off, worked for a couple of different regional stations and then Dublin stations. And then I went to London. I was working for free over there for a couple of stations. But now I'm teaching, and I'm going into teaching at the moment.
No way.
Yeah, it's all kind of changed
so
now.
So you're in college?
I'm in college, back in first year of college now. Yeah.
On.
So I've never felt so old. Suddenly I went from the young guy in all the stations to now being the oldest guy in the room all the time in college. Yeah. And they're all slagging me.
And where are you in college?
Pats. St. Pat's GCU. Yep. Big shout out to the Pats gang.
What are you hoping to teach?
English and history.
Go on!
Yeah,
that's up the arts.
Oh yeah, there we go. Up the arts. I was gonna do music, but it's very complicated for me. It's a lot of maths involved in it, and I don't have a mathematical brain at all. So I'm sticking with the history. I love the history though at the moment.
That's so interesting. Well done.
Well, thank you guys.
A radio gig is a nice side hustle to a teaching gig as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got your evenings free.
Absolutely perfect.
Weekend sort of.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. And it's good to keep at it because you do love this too. So
yeah,
this,
exactly.
And it's been a while since you're behind the mic doing your own show since you kind of went to the UK and stuff. So welcome back to me.
Oh, well, thank you very much, guys. I'm delighted to be back. This is brilliant. Love this studio.
In the mix, is that what you're going to be like?
I think maybe.
Say no.
Maybe no. Maybe I'll try some different energies. Maybe that's not 100% the one I'll stick with.
Because you also do Bingo Loco.
I do indeed. I do, and I do DJ for Bingo, so I guess I should kind of be like kind of like that. Bingo Loco, that kind of
it?
It's old skits.
What's your Bingo Loco voice?
I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, it's 69. And you know, you have to do it. It's kind of like darts mixed. Like the crowd are kind of like a darts crowd too. Like you kind of have to play like you're a 40-year-old MC somewhere in England down the country. But it's really good. I mean, I enjoy the energy.
Yeah. Talk to us about the show. You're going to be live Sundays 9 till 10. As I said, it's been a while since you're behind a mic. What are your ideas? What are your plans for the show?
I'd love to chat to some up-and-coming musicians. I mean, Ireland is fantastic at the moment for the different acts that we have, so hopefully I'll get a chance to interview a couple of acts that I know who are performing it all together now this summer, who performed last summer as well. So brilliant music scene at the moment. Love to chat about that and some of the, you know, comedic things that I see throughout my algorithm throughout the week on social media. My algorithm is
carefully
crazy
crafted.
At the moment. I think my algorithm wants me to be like a sales guy or, you know, some sort of a fitness guru, and I'm neither of those things. So I don't know why I'm being targeted, but I have a lot of weird stuff that I like to talk about. coming up in my feed.
You're a big music buff, because I think some of the other people that we've had so far haven't done so much of that, so that'll be interesting to see.
Oh, brilliant.
Interviews with artists and that. 100%. That's class.
And it won't affect assignments and things?
No, I'm off college now until next week, but there is a lot of reading and a lot of writing in English and history. I don't know why I didn't consider that before I took it, but there's a lot of stuff.
Well, we must warn you then, worse than any college lecturer that you might have to face, producer Callum was terrible.
Oh, really?
Is
he the scariest guy?
Oh my God,
he does give me that vibe. There's something in his eyes that, you know, kind of makes me a bit.
The reflective essays. He has us write a reflective essay after every show. It's graded.
Yeah, really? It's graded. He's really.
It's negative marking.
Oh, negative marking.
Oh, you got a loss already.
Listen, Sean, cannot wait to hear your brand new show on Spin Sunday night from 9 p.m. Make sure to listen in. Make sure to support Sean on WhatsApp and stuff as well. It's good to get a bit of hype going. And listen, the best of luck with it.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you very much.
Can't wait. God, can you believe Monday was the day that we talked about the fact that I got engaged before Christmas? That feels like absolutely ages ago.
Even though this week has flown in, that surprised me.
Feels like the news has been out for a long time. So yeah, my first week back to work, lots of people in the office wanting to have a look at the ring. And last night I had my first rehearsal back for the musical that I'm doing in February. And everybody there, let me see the ring, let me see the ring and all the rest. And everybody's just been so, so, so nice about the whole thing. But it's been interesting to see the kind of different things that people do with the ring, the different reactions that they have and the different superstitions.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of people are like, gimme, and let me put it on my finger and make a wish, right?
Well, I never heard of that before.
Yeah, this is a thing. And in this category, though, there's been a lot of variations. So some people are saying, like, you put it on, you twist it 3 times. Some people saying you should put it on your ring finger. Other people saying, no, don't put it on your ring finger. That's bad luck.
What?
And then someone else told me that you can't wish for love or money. You can wish for anything else, but not love or money, okay?
On an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then other people, I'm like, do you want to try on the ring at all? And they're like, oh, no, God, no. And they think that's terrible luck to try on someone's engagement ring. My granny kisses the ring every time I leave her house.
Bless her.
Which is the loveliest thing of all. I'm like, I'm not a bishop, but I'll take another kiss from granny. But because everybody seems to be doing like different things with the ring, it seems like there isn't like one thing that everybody understands you to do. I feel like I could have a little bit of fun with this.
Of course you could.
And I think I might come up with some fake engagement ring superstitions. And in future, when new people look at the ring, I'll tell them that this is what you do.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, I have a few ideas. See what you think of these, okay? So I might say this to someone. Oh yeah, you can see the ring, but you know you have to look at it with one eye covered or you'll end up marrying your ex. That's an old wives' tale, yeah, apparently so.
That's brilliant. Because I didn't know any of these, so I'd be so good.
Yeah, you'd be hook, line and sinker. I should have started this from the beginning. How about this one? Yeah, try it on. But you know if you try on someone's engagement ring, if you dab 12 times afterwards, you'll end up with a real sexy husband.
Okay, that's a good one, yeah. 12 times.
Yeah, do that one in public. I might say, want to see the ring? Yeah, cool, I'll just get you a chair. You know, you're only supposed to look at someone's engagement ring from a bird's eye view or you'll be ghosted.
Oh God, I'd be so scared I'd pull up a chair straight away.
Yeah. How about this? Yeah, sure, you can make a wish by trying it on your finger, but you know, if you try it on your toe, you get 3 wishes.
Would you want your ring on someone's toe?
It'd be kind of funny. I wouldn't go as far, but it'd be funny if they started taking off their socks.
Fair. Don't put it on someone's toe.
Yeah. Or how about this one? I might say, oh yeah, you know when you look at someone's engagement ring, you have to give them a fiver or you'll become a spinster.
God, it's such an awful word.
I might go with that one.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Get on this today. We're actually running out of time. Yeah, almost everyone knows
really
at this stage. The big news this week was just before Christmas, Ash and Alex got engaged. And we were telling you the news on Monday. And just there, a few minutes ago on the show, Ash was telling us all the funny things she's witnessed with people plus her engagement ring. Some people trying it on, saying it's good luck. Mm-hmm. Some not trying it on because it might be bad luck.
Yes.
Some putting it on other fingers rather than the ring finger, her granny kissing it, etc. One thing you did tell us was apparently you can't, when you make a wish on the ring, you can't wish for love or money. Well, Anya was on saying you can't wish for love or money, so just wish for a rich mother-in-law.
Very good. That's a good loophole.
I think so too. Now though, right, Once a week on the show, myself, Dave and Aisling, we will go head to head on One More Tune.
Yes, this is where we each pick a song to close out the show, launch the weekend. We each kind of have different styles of music that we enjoy. Emma's into a good, like, heavy banger. Mm. Bit of rap and R&B as well. Mm-hmm. Dave would be, like, sort of emo band kid. Mm. And then I'm just pure cheese, pure pop baby with a bit of musical sprinkled in here and there. It's quite a good spot to get a song in. Reputable.
Absolutely. So before the end of the show, the last song of the show will be one of these three songs, and it's up to you listening to vote for which one you want to hear. All right, and you vote for them by Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I was banging on all week about the fact I was in Stockholm last week and I went to the Avicii Museum, which was really touching, and also the new documentary all about Avicii is currently streaming on Netflix, getting loads of hits. So Avicii's on my mind. I've gone for this. I remember going through a breakup years ago and that was my anthem.
Really?
When you actually listen to the lyrics, it's kind of cutting,
it's
you
good,
know?
It's good, yeah.
If you want that to play in full, Avicii's Without You, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038. Dave isn't here. He's in bits, really sick. But there is a song for him.
David's still away, sick, so ChatGPT has picked his song today and I've chosen this. That's the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer with their hit, Who Do You Love? If you want to hear that as the last song of the show before 10 a.m, WhatsApp the word Dave to 087 711 1038 right now.
Thank you, AI Dave.
Why does he sound 75 years old? And I've gone for this. Ariana mad lately, just after all the Wicked stuff, and so I've gone for this absolute tune. It's Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea, Problem. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling right now to 087 711 1038.
Three bangers, I think, this week, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've gone for Avicii and Without You. Gonna need your help if you want to hear it. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Dave has gone for the Chainsmokers and 5 Seconds of Summer with a song called
Who Do You Love.
Who do you love? That is Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Iggy Azalea and Ariana Grande, Problem. And it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
Vote now, please.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Here with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Right, coming up on 9:45, it is time to hand over to producer Callum. Dave hasn't really been here much this week, so there can't be many worse bits of the week.
There are. What a week it's been. We're back refreshed after a Christmas break, sans Dave. We found out that Aisling's engaged.
Yay.
And we find out our first cash machine winner of the year later this afternoon.
Ooh.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And there seemed to be a running dead animal theme on the show this week. First of all, Dave drops this bombshell with no notice whatsoever.
And then we went to town for steak and drinks, and then I woke up to go home for Christmas, and then my dog died. But then we had Christmas at dinner, and it was lovely. Good Christmas. I would rate it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, Emma's dying now too.
Sorry. That really got me. Poor Charlie. R.I.P.
And then Aisling tells us about a friend who adopted a dead animal.
Saw a girl over Christmas on my Instagram. She got from somebody a present of like a penguin, and literally on Christmas Day she put in the tracking for her penguin and it was like, "Aw, we haven't seen that penguin in ages. Here's another one." She was literally like, "My penguin's dead." Adoption scams.
Emma trying to make Aisling's nail look absolutely horrible with this absolute sabotage this week.
I'm like, what is January nails?
January's blue to me. Orange. No, orange is like October.
No, orange is gross, I think, as a colour. But I do, as in on nails.
Why would you suggest that?
Wow. Do you hate me? Cruel.
I was just trying to think of something so un-January, and then I was like, no, that's horrible.
And finally, I took on the girly quiz yesterday and passed with flying colours.
How is...
But I answered a question about nursing bras and things got very slanderous.
Man. Do you have a nursing bra fetish?
He definitely does. Callum at home online. Look, Jess. Open the flaps on this
open
one.
Open your flaps.
Are you going to wear the floppy one today?
This show should have been left in 2024. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this week.
Thank you, sir. I'm very much running out of time on this. Which song do you want to close the show? Will it be my pick? Throw your vote at me. If you've watched the Avicii documentary on Netflix, you'll know that this song was so big for him. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038. Dave is off sick, but he's left us with this. Second Summer and the Chainsmokers, and Who Do You Love? It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Because Dave isn't here, I actually got ChatGPT to pick the song. I said to ChatGPT,
yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
Hey, pick a song that Dave would like from the last 12 years. I said basically pop emo, so that's his song.
Right? Yeah, that's his pick. And I've gone for this. Ariana Grande, Iggy Azalea, and Problem. You know you want to hear that. Pull the vocals on that. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp if you wanted to win. 087 711 1038.
Emma, Dave, we're Aisling in a WhatsApp now. We got to get your winner on the air very soon. It's Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I wonder, as a big Swiftie, Callum, on the back of seeing her pretty much on social every day at different gigs, do you miss her presence?
I miss the thought of going, like knowing that she's got more gigs to go to and doing the gigs and just seeing her doing stuff. It's so weird knowing, like, she's just waking up doing nothing.
Where is she? She's in the abyss.
Yeah.
With everyone else.
Having kind of known her schedule of events and then not is funny.
I really want to go and see that tour again.
We must find out the results of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma picked Avicii Without You. Dave picked Who You Do You Love by the Chainsmokers. And Aisling went for Iggy Azalea and Ariana Grande and Problem. Dave got nothing. 0%.
And that is good because AI should not get points.
Yes, and the winner with a whopping 75% of the vote this morning is...
Yay!
Emma Nolan and Avicii. Aisling, you got 25.
Oh, I would urge you over the weekend to cuddle up and watch the Netflix documentary. It's very emotional. He very much was the soundtrack of my teenage years. Here is Avicii, and Without You. Catch you Monday.
See ya.
You said that we would always be. Without you, I feel lost at sea.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.